Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden answers questions at a town hall in Milwaukee. Donald Trump unloads on Senator Mitch McConnell. Bill Gates says Americans should eat synthetic beef to fight global warming. Domestic air travel at the lowest level since 1984. A new study shows 4 in 10 adults consider themselves workaholics. Also ahead, I will analyze President Biden's town hall last night. But first, Mr. Biden appearing in Milwaukee on an event sponsored by CNN. Mr. Biden taking questions from socially distanced audience members on issues including his $2 trillion plan to defeat COVID, the economic recovery, and very, very slightly, his predecessor, Donald Trump. I will have more analysis later. The hard news in the town hall was that President Biden believes there will be 600 million doses of COVID vaccine available in July. That was the headline. Speaking of Donald Trump, the 45th president releasing a scathing letter targeting Senator McConnell, writing, quote, Mitch is a dour, sullen, unsmiling political hack, and if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again, unquote. The senator voted to acquit Donald Trump at his trial because of the Constitution, but later directly blamed Mr. Trump for the Capitol Hill insurrection. Billionaire Bill Gates urging residents in rich countries like the USA to consume 100% artificial cow products to combat climate change. The Microsoft founder instructing world governments to impose new regulations to promote fake meat and cheese that could, quote, shift consumer demands in middle-income nations, whatever that means. I don't know. Just a question. Do you think this climate change stuff is totally out of control now? Could be. Traffic on U.S. airlines dropped 60% last year due to the pandemic, lowest level since 1984. New study says 4 in 10 adults simply cannot stop working. The overzealous employees spend more than 15 hours a week focused on the job outside normal business hours. 75% check emails over the weekend. 30% refuse to ditch their smartphones, even while dining and sleeping. In a moment, how did President Biden do answering questions last night? Right back with it. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the presidential town hall in Milwaukee last night. Here's President Biden's grade, C, as in cat. The good news for the president, his demeanor was friendly. He looked empathetic. He was fairly clear, but boy, he's a rambling man trying to make a living and doing the best he can, as the song once went. So the headline, as I said in the hard news portion of this broadcast, was that by the end of July, the president promises everybody will have access to the vaccine in America. Well, let's hope that's true. I'm not a cynical guy here. If he says it's going to happen, okay, I'll take it to the bank. I won't cash the check, but I'll believe him for now. Now, I selected 3 sound bites. I'm going to quote the president, and then I'll discuss what it means. So first of all, Mr. Biden said, quote, the nation is not divided. You go out there, take a look and talk to people. You have fringes on both ends, but it's not nearly as divided as we make it out to be, and we can bring it together. That is a fantasy. That is not true. The United States of America is as divided as it's been since the Civil War, worse than the Vietnam era, because the progressive movement, of which Mr. Biden is a part, wants to take the country apart. The progressives do not like America. They want to start over, and this is a social civil war. That is the truth. The second soundbite, Mr. Biden says, quote, number one, don't defund the police. We have to put more money into police work so we have legitimate community policing, and we're in a situation where we can change the legislation. No one should go to jail for a drug offense. No one should go to jail for the use of a drug. They should go to drug rehabilitation, unquote. Now, this is the usual progressive stuff that gets us nowhere and allows drug criminals to terrorize cities like Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. I agree. If there's a drug user smoking pot or even addicted to hard drugs and they don't sell the drug and they're not committing crimes, I wouldn't put them in jail. It's a waste of time. But the fantasy that you're going to put somebody in drug rehab and that person's going to clean it up is ridiculous. Many, perhaps most, drug addicted people do not want to kick the habit. This is the usual empty rhetoric. Final soundbite. Joe Biden, quote, that is the greatest threat to terror in America, domestic terror. And so I would make sure that my Justice Department and my Civil Rights Division is focused heavily on those various folks, and I would make sure that we, in fact, focus on how to deal with the rise of white supremacy. So again, it's white supremacy. Doesn't mention Antifa, doesn't mention the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. Just this week, Black Lives Matter protesters attacked the cops and a news photographer in New York City. Not a word, never a word from Joe Biden. That torques me off. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Spring coming up. Millions of Americans will again enjoy warm weather. I know that's hard to picture right now, but it's going to happen. We'll be out camping, hiking, spending time in the outdoors, running around. But beware. There are predators hiding behind rocks, under sheds, even once in a while in your kitchen. I am talking about snakes, real reptiles, not politicians. Now, the USA is home to some of the deadliest serpents in the world. Did you know that? The most dangerous is the diamondback rattlesnake found throughout the southwestern USA. If you are bitten and go untreated, the mortality rate is higher than 30%. Other species to definitely avoid: cottonmouth, copperhead, coral snake. Watch out for that coral snake. It's rare, but if it bites you, you're in trouble. Fortunately, the widespread access to emergency medical supplies we have means that very few snake bites are fatal in this country. In 2020, more than 7,000 people were bitten by poisonous snakes in America, but only 5 died. Worldwide, India is the country with the most snake deaths. Stats say 50,000 people die every year from snake bite in India. Neighboring Pakistan comes in at a distant second, 8,000 fatalities per year. The planet's deadliest snake, the black mamba, that can be found in the rainforests of Central Africa, a place you do not want to go. A single bite from the mamba, lethal to 95% of human beings within 20 minutes if you don't get treated. However, despite their scary reputation, snakes in general are responsible for the same amount of deaths across the planet as domesticated dogs. While obviously not poisonous, a bite from man's best friend kills thousands from rabies, And here's something else you might not know. The planet's deadliest creature to human beings is the mosquito. More than 1 million people die each year from diseases transmitted by that pest. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.